So that was one thing when there was a public meeting with the woman at the state level that is sort of in charge of writing all the regulations about how this is moving forward at the state level. There's a lot more state regulations actually than cities. So everybody has to meet that state bar, and then cities, local governments could add things to that if we wanted. I personally like the way this is written because, you know, it takes care of some of the concerns about children because it keeps out of single family and multifamily residential areas. And it also, for every single incident that somebody wants to grow or sell or test marijuana, it has to come before a public body and it has to get approval. So their plan has to be put forward, it has to get scrutiny, the community has to feel comfortable with it to let it move forward. So I think that that's enough protections, for me to feel comfortable. So I'll be voting for it.
Anything further? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business. Proposed ordinance number 927, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City of Burroughs, Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 1.20, general penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 927 and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on November 8, 2016.
Second.
With the addition of the phrase, by any person under the age of 21 in the schedule of offenses and fines for section 10.44.010, and the addition of the phrase by any person under the age of 19 to be included with section 10.48.010.
Second.
Yes, go ahead.
So is that for under the marijuana part of it?
That's under the alcohol and tobacco possession. Yeah. So what I was getting at is this document of schedule of offenses and fines is supposed to be informational, and I would like, it's the bottom of the second page if you're following me, but under possession, control, and consumption of alcoholic beverages, I'd like to have that by a minor under the age of 21 included. And then possession of tobacco.
If we were going to do that, we would have to change the ordinance in that section.
Well, it is included in the ordinance, but it's not listed specifically in this schedule of offenses and fines. And I thought that if this is going to be for informational purposes, we might want to state the ages.
Okay.
So it doesn't change any ordinances.
Okay, perfect.
I think what she's getting at is just a better description of what the content is.
Mm-hmm. Well, shouldn't we address that during the discussion of this?
So I understand what you're saying. So under the actual title of that, it has the possession, control, consumption of alcoholic beverages. However, lower than that, it has by persons under the age of 21 years old. So I think that's a technical, and I can add that absolutely to the ordinance, to this ordinance. So, yeah, no problem.
Anything further? Over, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of a change order to Coalaska Incorporated doing business as CECON for the asphalt road paving project.
Okay.
Move to approve change order number one to Colaska Incorporated, doing business as Seacom, for the asphalt road paving project in the amount of $33,587.30, which will be funded in part by reimbursement by Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and Wrangell's water, sewer, and sales tax street funds.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Can you discuss this a little further?
Yeah, Amber has a memo here, but in a nutshell, we started this project. There was a couple things that weren't included in the original bid. One of those was the patch at Peter White's house on Evergreen. It kept doing that. We also, on Zamobia Highway, we had a sewer break earlier this year by kind of down by sea level, and we were required to fix that. And then we had some hand placement material that we wanted to do up at Alaska Housing. And so those were the three smaller items. And then Alaska Housing said, while you're up here doing a portion of the street, we would like to pay for you to do much more than that. So they were on the hook for about $28,500 of this. And so we agreed to do that in our contract, and then they will reimburse us for that portion. So our portion of this is about $5,000, and the rest of it is Alaska Housing.
Okay, that's why I wanted to clarify. So
yeah, we're not
understood. It wasn't coming out of the city taxes.
Yeah, the biggest chunk isn't, no.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of a sole source procurement to Alaska Pump and Supply Incorporated.
Move to approve a sole source procurement expenditure to the Alaska Pump and Supply Incorporated for two pumps in the total amount of $33,737. To be paid from the sewer department FY17 capital funds, project funds.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
And this has already been budgeted for.
Follow up, please. Oh, go ahead.
Just for Patty's sake here, we redid the pump stations at Ramey's and down there by where the boat ramp goes down across from the power plant.
Right.
And the project was roughly about, I don't know, $800,000, $900,000 in that range. The one thing that we did include that was extra pumps. And these pumps are very specific at the brand, and there's only one dealer in Alaska. And so we need to have a spare pump for each place because you can imagine if one of the pumps goes out, we're sewer goes in the bay and we're in trouble again. So so anyway, that's the purpose of this, and there is only one supplier in the state, that one dealer. So
and all pumps have a spare pump in the closet.
Most of them, yes.
Most
that's
of them do.
And the biggest thing with these is it's 12-week lead time out of Sweden, so
right.
And these are actually main collectors for raw sewage, so
and
we want to have.
Right, and you couldn't interchange them. In other words, would one spare pump do dual? So they're all different horsepower, all different?
These two in particular, these two pump stations have two specific size type of pumps, one style each for each one. And none of our other pump stations have that same type of pump.
Okay.
Anything
Thank
further?
You.
Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, acceptance of resignation of the borough manager.
Regretfully move to accept the resignation of the borough manager with the retirement date set at March 31st, 2017.
Regretfully second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
You're all invited to the retirement party. The city isn't paying for it.
That's good, because it's not in our budget.
Wouldn't expect it to.
Since you put it that way, I'll vote for it.
Any further comments? Pull vote, please.
Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Which brings us to the next item, 13E, process for replacing the borough manager.
Move to authorize the borough clerk to advertise in all of the applicable places and to select a special hiring committee for a new borough manager to consist of three members of the borough assembly, the current borough manager, and the borough clerk.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say I would prefer that the assembly choose the three members. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. No, I was just real quick. We've done this two different ways, and we've had mixed success with both of them. We've hired a headhunter to go through all that process, and you know, you're probably running $35,000 to $40,000 to do that. And we have had probably equal amount of success doing it ourselves. So, you know, for the advertisement cost, the different place we will advertise. So I think that's Kim and our's recommendation, is to try that. I guess if that doesn't work, you can do something different at that point. But I think that's the cheaper, and we've had decent success doing that in the past. So I think that seems to make sense.
Yeah.
The Ketchikan Gateway Borough is currently going through this process as well, so there's a little competition there. And I wanted to mention that the last time we went through the hiring process, when we hired Jeff, we did use Skype to interview a couple of people that had applied. We had narrowed it down to, I think it was three or something at that time, three or four. And I would like to do that again, and because it's, you know, it doesn't cost anything, and you get a fairly, you get some information from a Skype interview, not as much as being able to sit with someone, you know, in person, but it's still better than looking on paper. So I would like to do that kind of a process, sort of as a midway point, and maybe we can interview, you know, more than just three or four, you know, through that sort of a narrowing down process.
I would like to keep the cost down as much as possible. So I like that idea.
Okay, I guess the selection of a committee. Is going to take some time out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody going to have some issues with that sitting here this evening?
No, it's going to be done in the winter months, so.
Okay.
As long as it's not in the morning for me, because I work in the morning.
Yeah. I would be willing to do it.
Mm-hmm. And I'll let one of the other. I'm a newbie.
I'll be on it also. So
okay.
I think it's appropriate. So if you two are also willing to do that, bring the time.
Mr. Mayor.
I guess that, yes.
Just one last thing. Certainly, the committee could get it down. I mean, sometimes we've had 40 of these, and you know, the committee certainly could whittle that down quite a bit without doing interviews and stuff, just by resumes and doing some reference checks and some other things, and maybe you get it down to a smaller number, then engage the, you know, when you got it down to five or six, maybe engage the whole center.
Sure.
At that point.
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I was going to mention something similar, because we have three people gone, and they might be interested, and so, yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now, the next item is 13F, approval to cancel the regular Borough Assembly meeting of October 25th, 2016.
Move to cancel the regular assembly meeting scheduled for October 25th and to have only one regular meeting on October 11th, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Just for the public information, several members of the assembly are plan on being gone due to health issues and that sort of thing. And during that time, so there's not much point in having a meeting if you can't don't have a quorum. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Approval to reschedule the regular assembly meeting of November 22nd, 2016. To Tuesday, November 29, 2016.
Move to reschedule the regular Borough Assembly meeting scheduled for November 22, 2016 to Tuesday, November 29, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? This is basically for the same issue. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, approval to write off uncollectible accounts and send to collections.
Move to approve the write-off list and authorize the finance department to send them to collections.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
No, it's quite a bit of money, $202,000. But if they collect, we realize anywhere from 40 to 60%.
Somewhere in that. I will tell you that this goes back to 2011. And
right.
We've added all the amount that we actually billed, and this represents about 0.6%, which is kind of a normal acceptable amount. We've had mixed success. We're actually looking at using a different collection agency. And normally this doesn't go as long as it did. Part of the reason, I think, when Tim Rooney left and Carol Bean left at the same time, I was kind of doing three things for about 9 months until Lee showed up and then working with him, and then we finally hired a collection person. And they worked here for a while, and they left and took a job out of town, and so we're kind of breaking in another person. So there's just been a series of things that kind of put us behind. And it seems like these are always things, if you're trying to get payroll out or bills out or do this, those are first. And collections, well, we'll get to that next week, and then some other, it just keeps being pushed down the road. So anyway, we're trying to get some of this cleaned up, the tax foreclosure, these things. And normally anything that is very big on here, like generally over $5,000, we will run that by our attorney first to, we have a little better means with them, I think, to get a little better, quicker action, and so.
And do you try to gauge the success rate with the attorney on collecting?
Yeah, we talked to him about that. Yeah, so, if he says, well, yeah, it's gonna cost me as much to do this as it is to collect, you know, we'll probably just send it to the collection agency, but. And like I said, we've had mixed success with the collection agencies.
Mayor?
Yes.
Jeff, the biggest portion of this seems to be the power and light. Do we normally let them get that far behind?
Not normally.
So where did the bulk of that come from?
Well, I'd have to look again at the list, but I can tell you that there are some accounts that were older. I think since that time, we've instigated things that, and these mostly are debt accounts, but now pretty much on a regular basis, you get your bill, and then if you don't pay it, the next month you get a pink bill, and then by the 20th of that month, after that, you're due for disconnect, and they do that regularly every month.
Okay.
And but one thing, one of the problems we have is so many people now are on electric heat, and so you can run up a pretty good bill. And in the winter time, if it's freezing out, we generally don't disconnect. I shouldn't say that on the air, but
I think it's state law that you can't disconnect.
Right. And so if you have a whatever a $400-$500 bill in the winter time and you have cold weather, it doesn't take much to run up, you know, several thousand dollars. And then in the springtime you try to, well, we're leaving. And so, but anyway, we do that on a regular basis when we can, and it actually has worked pretty well. And so hopefully we will have these bigger amounts in the future, but it does happen. But again, over the course of that period of time, it is actually a pretty small amount.
Well, out of that 90,000, how much of that is commercial versus residential? Do you have any idea?
There's a list here.
I don't know.
You'd have to.
It is in front of me, but I can't see it.
I think most of these are names, individuals.
Okay.
So probably not too many businesses.
I don't know exactly off the top of my head. I think it's very small percentage.
Yeah, pretty small with businesses. One last thing, and I think in the future we'll be trying to do this at least once a year so that the counts are more current. It's easier for the collection agency to do things, but like I said, this just...
Well, I think after an account is a couple years old, your collection drops dramatically.
Exactly.
And some of these people still are around. They don't have power anymore, but you don't know whether they can... I mean, we've done things where... We're not very efficient at it, and that's why you give it to a collection agency, but we can provide them with information. Yeah, this guy's working here, and maybe they can, you know, attach wages or dividends or things like that. So,
okay.
Well, you have evidence that you've contacted them multiple times and mm-hmm. tried to make contracts with them.
And one last thing is that even if we send them to collections and they haven't paid through collections, if they ever come back to get power again, we refuse to hook them up until they paid anything past. So.
And we do have a deposit when they sign up for electricity.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that, by the way?
Yeah, it's $100 for electric and it's $25 for water.
Okay.
And it certainly doesn't
cover it.
It might cover a summer bill, but it wouldn't normally cover a winter bill mm-hmm. if you're heating with electricity. So.
Anything further? Roll, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13I, approval of an assignment of lease from Josh Young, doing business as J&R Fiberglass Repair, to Christensen Trades and Tangibles, LLC, doing business as CTT Marine, for Boatyard Lot 6 in the Marine Service Center.
Move to approve a consent to assignment from Josh Young, doing business as J&R Fiberglass Repair, to Christensen Trades and Tangibles, LLC, doing business as CTT Marine, for the Wrangell Marine Service Center Facility Lease Agreement, Boatyard Lot 6, 60 feet by 60 feet or 3,600 square feet.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
And we checked the lease for any liens, outstanding liens or anything. I know that sometimes you can apply a lien to a lease, but it's a clear lease as far as...
Yeah, I don't know. Josh is in the audience, but I don't know. We haven't been...
No, these are our the Marine Service Center leases. We don't do that.
They can't
we
just apply make sure lean to it.
No,
we just make sure that they're current and that they pay
with
their
taxes
house.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And all the same rules would apply as his original lease. And the Port Commission did review this and approve it.
Oh, I'm glad to have another business, continuing business.
Well, this is a transfer of a business is
yes.
basically what this is about.
Yeah. It's better than losing a business,
it
right?
definitely is. Any further discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. There is none. Item 15, executive session 15A, executive session to discuss the ongoing union negotiations with the borough attorney.
I move pursuant to AS 44.62.310(c)(1) to recess into executive session with the borough manager to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically the ongoing union negotiations and arbitration proceedings with the union. Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, I'd like to have the borough manager and the financial director in there, since this does involve finances, they should be present. Any discussion? Pull vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell? Oh, excuse me, sorry. Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
I thought he magically appeared.
We will recess into executive session at 7:52 p.m.